B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
I have a PSA for everybody, okay? For all. Anybody out there who's looking to be a parent. All right? Oh, looking to be a parent, or if you only have one child. All right? Here's my PSA. Stop at one. Don't have more than one. If you are, for some reason, because I'm convinced there's a chemical that gets released into a woman's brain that makes her forget the trauma of childbirth. If you are thinking about having more than one child, wait like 5-6 years. Like, wait until that first kid is independent before you have another one. Because earlier this week, at my daughter's school, her teacher got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, we can't have the kids come back yet, and you have to get them tested, all that stuff. You know?
Right.
All that normal crap that's super annoying that everybody's going through right now. But my son could still go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we had my in-laws watch my daughter for a couple days.
Okay.
Pebbles, when I tell you that I felt like I was on vacation with just my son, it was so easy.
Is that what this glow has been past few days?
Well, yeah, the past few days, but the glow's gone today because I love Lucy, but she came back yesterday, which brought it back to two kids, which brought it back to hell on earth. But man, I was enjoying that time with him, and it would probably be easier with her because she's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But just one kid is like nothing. You can do everything, get all your stuff done, and not be like rushing, not worry about it's too loud, there must be something bad going on. It's too quiet, there must be something bad going on. Not worry about both of them wanting to do different things with you at the same time and not understanding that you can't cut yourself in half and do two things at the simultaneously. It was so pleasant. And I love them both, but I asked my in-laws if they could take her for a couple of years.
Oh, jeez.
Or if they wanted to trade. I said, I go, I have a couple of propositions for you. One, you can keep her for a couple of years. You know, minimum two. Two, I'll take her, you take him for a couple of years. Or three, and I thought this was a really good option, we just trade off every week. You know,
just so you just have one.
Yeah, I'll have the boy 1 week while they have the girl. The next week, I'll take the girl. That way, you know, I won't miss them too much.
Mm-hmm.
They said no to all of them. I don't understand why.
Gee, I wonder why. Because
they just had a few days.
It was so, oh my God. Listen, seriously. And I said it to my wife. I go, I don't understand why people have more than one kid when one kid is so easy. And she said, because they eventually go, oh, this is so easy. Let's have another one. And then then they hate their lives, end up hating each other. They end up hating every interaction they have. Yes, Leroy.
All right, so you're at home last night. Lucy walks in the house.
Yes.
How long before it got back to normal? To the madness.
6 minutes. Like, it was bad because we had a couple of Christmas gifts that they still didn't open from the holidays and stuff. So Lucy comes in. I let Jax open a couple while we were on our man vacation. It was awesome. Lucy comes in. Can I have my gifts? She goes, starts digging through, opening her gifts. Now, Jax sees her opening gifts, so he's like, I want to open gifts that he didn't have.
Because he had already opened his gifts.
Because he already opened his gifts. So that was an issue. Now, I somehow convince him to start playing with something while she's opening gifts. Uh-huh. She opens her gifts, starts playing with it. Jax decides that her gifts is more interesting than his gifts. So he goes over to her little remote control car and starts putting his little Ninja Turtles in them while she's trying to play with it.
And she's not having it.
So then I have to separate that. Then she realizes that her remote control car, you know, it needs batteries, so she gives me the car to put batteries in. And this is how a minuscule thing could turn into such a big thing. So I'm trying to put batteries in her car and the remote control, and at the same time, simultaneously, Jax had these little Ninja Turtle toys, and the weapons kept falling out of their hands, and he couldn't figure out how to put them back in. So he's coming over for me to put the weapons back in the hands, and she's getting frustrated because I'm not putting the batteries in the car because I keep stopping to put the weapons back in the Ninja Turtles' hands, and I'm going insane and getting gray hair.
My head is spinning.
Because
and just from hearing the story.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but you know what? Melissa made me feel better this morning when she told me what happened to her yesterday. And that story is coming up.
I have no kids.
Yeah, she has no kids.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.